Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. Lord our God is mightily moving, and I mean mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so many wonderful things to say to his people. As individuals, he loves you, and his voice is mighty when you receive his word. We've been talking about absorbing and receiving the word of God. Yesterday we talked about how when you take medicine, your body absorbs it and it does you some good. Well, same thing with the word of God. The only areas of life where we have faith is where we've received God's word. See, once we receive it, it's just like a seed being planted in good soil. Then faith develops because you receive something that grows. It's a logic that's not from around here. God's knowledge and God's logic is not what we're used to when being raised in a world where there's evil. His knowledge is a purity, all of it. And proud people hate it. They won't receive it and they reject it. Now, wrong teaching and lack of knowledge is a breeding ground for disaster. Wherever there's a gross lack of knowledge, darkness, no light, that's where the enemy set up strongholds. And while people are captured in that stronghold, he sears their conscience like with a hot iron. And when they see the light, they may not trust it. He grooms them not to trust it and be an enemy against it. But that his plans don't always work. God has people out there who really want to know the truth. And they come from every walk of life, from every status of life, from every type, in every type of person, from every type of age, every type of nationality, from all varied backgrounds. And when people see the light, they want it. You know, the Brady Bunch was a wonderful little TV show that used to come on. And the people from broken homes used to watch the Brady Bunch. And shows just like it. And they wanted a family like that. And I know because I've heard people say that. And the Brady Bunch was actually the first blended family on TV, I believe. The father was his wife died, and he had three sons. And the mother, her husband died, and she had three daughters. And they worked well together, and they became a family. Now, when we see the result of God's word in operation, most people won't in on it because it's wonderful. There's nothing like a family and then friends that love each other and care about each other. And those are the, you know, if you study the movie industry, the top, you know, the best stories out there, they are wholesome in their works. Good versus evil and good wins. The dark movies, the horror movies are not, they're not as popular. They're popular among, you know, in their own right, but they don't compare to the ones that are wholesome. And I don't say that just because I love the wholesome movies, but, you know, they just pay attention. And you know, people want, the harvest is out there, and the harvest wants the light. Satan's trying to keep the harvest from getting the light that they need. And he's trying to get the people who walk in the light to go in darkness. And that's why he challenged people. And that's why he seeks to make your life miserable. And then he blames God. He accused God of his works. But when you read the book of Job, it was actually Satan that did the dirty work. And people always say, well, why would God allow something like that? Well, God allow what you allow. He gave me a message that way. And in fact, He used Job as one of the scriptures because Job said, "What I greatly fear has come upon me." Job is the one that left the gate open and Satan didn't realize it. God pointed it out. Job let the gate open. He was hedged about. But his fear opened the gate. That's why Jesus said, don't fear what the devil does. Don't fear. He will put some of you in jail, but don't fear him. But actually, in grace, he gave us authority over Satan. And if you know that you got authority over Satan, if you receive that part of God's word, you can walk in it. Paul said, he talked about his thorn in the flesh. He wanted God to do something, and God said, my grace is sufficient for you. Now, I want to give you another angle on that. The son comes to his dad and says, Daddy, I got a surprise bill. I want you to help me pay it. And the dad say, well, the blank check I gave you is sufficient for that. Fill it out and pay the bill. You come in there asking me for money, and I gave you the blank check yesterday. And it's sufficient. It won't bounce. Jesus did the same thing. He said he gave us power over all. He gave us power over Satan and all the power of the enemy. All of it. From a scorpion bite to Satan himself. You have power over him. Even the armies that he has. Even the people he deceived. If you can receive that part of God's word, you can walk in and you'll find out it works. Now, I learned about authority listening to, first, a friend of mine that worked with me. He was the first person that brought my attention to the authority that Jesus gave. His name was Chris Lucas, and I worked with him at Food Giant. And he pointed out all the scriptures where we have authority over Satan. I said, now that's cool. Yeah, I like that, man. Now, it's the way you measure it, the way you receive it, the way you measure it is the way it'll be measured back to you. So I would tell Satan if he gave me thoughts, I'd rebuke him. You know, that's all I expected it to be for. Until I listened to Kenneth Hagin. Now, Kenneth Hagin was just like me. He didn't know these things till the Lord gave him a vision and taught it to him. And he received it and acted on it. And he had the same concerns that I had. Now, after I listened to his series, I had concerns, and the Lord dealt with me on the concerns. I said, Lord, what if I rebuke the enemy and he don't leave? He said, when you tell Satan to go, he's got to go. And I've talked about this many times, but I'll do it again. He said, what if he don't? When you tell Satan to go, he's got to go. The Lord's voice got louder in my spirit. And I said it one more time. I said, well, what if he don't? When you tell Satan to go, he's got to go. And it registered. I received the word. And with that and with what Kenneth Hagin taught, when the gunfights broke out, I did what came natural. I said, Satan, you can't kill anybody and you can't hurt anybody in Jesus' name. Why Jesus' name? That's where we have authority. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ. So I do all things through Christ. I love people through Christ. I learn through Christ. I pay attention to the Holy Spirit. And I even say, I confess what Jesus also said. He said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. A strange voice they won't follow. A stranger they won't follow. And I speak that over my life so I can detect the people that God used, because God used some of the most unusual people to give you his word. See, we are a creation of God, and God put a deposit in everybody. And see, the word of God draws it out. So people are capable of saying something that you've never heard before, but it's true. And if you turn your spiritual ears on, you'll hear it. So things that seem out of the box to me, I received it because it was God's voice. And so I didn't want the problems I had. I knew that. And I wanted to win in life. I knew that. And I wanted Satan defeated in my life. I knew that. And I wanted God to have the glory of my life. I wanted God to show himself strong in my life and be glorified. And I didn't want to shame God with foolishness. So I was highly motivated to learn and operate these things in the ways of God. And it works good. So what I did, I continued to receive God's word. Every time I received a truth that was new to me, it helped me in other areas. And it helped me stand stronger without misery. And I could keep the laughter God gave me, the peace and the joy. And I refused to yield it. Then I found out I didn't have to. I don't have to bow down to circumstances, fears. I don't have to be dominated by temptation. I can kill it. I can speak life in every dead area that's trying to invade itself in my life. Every dead thought that comes from darkness, I can rebuke it and drive it out of my life, just like the Hebrews were supposed to drive out the Philistines and the Canaanites and the Amalekites and the Amorites and all the witchcraft nations. And we're just going to have to drive out the witchcraft of the nations, because they operate as a thorn in your flesh, and the grace of God is sufficient for us. They came back rejoicing, saying, "Lord, even the devils are subject to us." And they were surprised, and they were rejoicing, and it was wonderful. They felt like I did. And the Lord said, "Don't rejoice because the devils are subject to you. Rejoice because your names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life." Now that's what you rejoice about. The authority is really a small thing, but it's included in the grace of God. It comes with salvation. It's in grace. It was given to you. Jesus took the keys of death, hell, and the grave. He has all power in heaven and earth. There is nobody greater. The Lamb became the Lion of Judah. The Lamb became the Lion of Judah. He took the keys of death, hell, and the grave. And then he gave you authority. Give unto you power. To do what? To spread the gospel everywhere. So spread it everywhere. Yeah, but they don't want us to go spread it everywhere anyway. Even in Red China, take the gospel to them. Tell Satan he can't use deception against the governments of China and Russia and anywhere, and even America. There are people in America now wanting to do away with Christianity that they are benefiting from. See, whenever there's people doing God's will, they benefit too. There are Muslim people trying to creep into Congress, and they hate Christ, or they don't believe on him like we do, or they limit him to be a prophet. And the Quran wants them to kill the Christians, but there are honorable people in everywhere that just won't bow down to Baal, even though they're raised in it. Allah is not God. That was a creation of man, a diversion, something to help Satan get more people into his kingdom. That's all it is. Just like all the other religions, all of them are wrong because they won't work. And it's a sad thing for people to find out after they die and can't come back that they were duped. So I have to tell people now in bold tone, it's just not going to work for you. But Jesus Christ will. It's up to you to do the research and receive God's word. Now watch this. Many people would get concerned that I would say something like that. And I don't say that because I hate anybody. I say it out of love. It's true. Everything I just said is certain. I saw hell. I've been there. So I'm on the watchtower. I will warn you in love. I love every soul. God loves every soul. He loves us all just like Jesus. Just like he loves Jesus. He wants to save us all. And I want you to be saved. But there are people who were raised in darkness. There was no way in the world they would live according to Satan's mind. But they knew something was not right about what they were being taught. And when they hear the truth, they come forward and they love God. I've seen videos where people come out of terrorism. Not only were they in the dead religions, but they were terrorists. They were highly deceived people. But when they heard the gospel, they came out and they became Christians. And they worked against terrorism. I've seen them. I have high respect for people like that. Even they were once an enemy, and then when they hear the truth, they come forward. Now watch this. There are people raised in the church. They lose their love for God, and they go into darkness on purpose of their own free will. There are people who leave the kingdom of light to go to the kingdom of darkness. And there are people who were raised in darkness, full of deception. And they did all kind of evil. And then when they hear the gospel correctly, they come forward. It's all about receiving the word of God. If you don't receive it, it won't be faith in your heart. It's impossible for the word to become faith in your heart if you reject it. Some people receive salvation but not healing. Some people receive salvation and healing, but they won't grow up. They won't receive the word to help them grow up. And many people, you talk about loving other people, you know, they turn the channel on you. And I hope that the word gets in their heart just like it did for salvation, and they start walking in love on purpose. And many people feel like, well, that's too hard. I can't pay a price like that. I'm not even motivated. This kind of love is not from around here. You got to get that from God. If you try to love people in your own strength, you're going to run out fast. But if you receive God's word on, if you keep studying the love scriptures that show us how to love people, then your love walk will get stronger and stronger, just like your faith walk. And you'll be able to do better and better, just like you do in every other area. Just like you kill temptation. Just like you know, people who were once poor, they learned to be prosperous. And they face the challenges and they become prosperous. And I was alerted to this fact in Sunday school. A lady talked about, Deborah said, that Joyce Myers was talking about the book she writes. She said all the books were bestsellers except for the ones that on love. The people didn't order those as much. They teach you how to love God, how to walk in love. Now, what does that tell you about people? They turn the channel on love. And that's the best thing you can receive. If you walk in love, everything else will work right. People are trying to get blessed. They're trying to get healed. They're trying to be delivered from something. But the root cause, they're not doing anything about. The root cause is walking love. Sometimes the root of the problem is hidden from you, from your mind and your heart. You just don't know. You don't have that part of God's word in you. I made mention yesterday that I had a problem prospering. I did everything I knew. I said, there's a problem. That's something I don't know yet. I said, I'm doing everything I know, and I'm not going forward like I should. And I knew it wasn't supposed to be that way. And I didn't know why. So I brought my case to God. I said, Lord, I want you to teach me what I don't know. It's something I don't know about prosperity, and I want to learn it. And I continued to study the word. But he pointed out the fact that I worried about it. And that kind of fear, I had a fear that I didn't deal with. And I didn't know it was hidden. It was subtle. I didn't realize it. This is why I say that. I used to would not stop working until I made a certain amount of money. And you need an off day break. You got to have a break, or you won't be as efficient. I cut the head off the snake, and I removed the fear, and I started prospering like I should. Satan thought he had me. He thought he had one over on me, but he didn't. Because I learned. You live in his strength. You don't live in yours. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He didn't say, I can figure it out myself and win. He said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, in that order. And in the grace of God is sufficient. When I want more money, I just believe for it. I command my angels, just like God told me, to go out and bring me cash. And I finish the work I'm doing, and I prepare to do more, and I do it. It works. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Learning to love people, 1 Peter, studying a healthy study of 1 Peter and 1 John, 2 John, and 3 John will help you win. These are the people who walk with Christ who wrote this. These are the people who walk with Christ and learn from him. They know what they're talking about. Out of all the things they could have taught, this was the key points. Now, when you go to 2 Peter, it tells you how to organize your faith. Add to your faith virtue, the virtue kind, you know, all the attributes it takes to never fall. You can do this. I'm doing this. Everything God tells me, I work on believing him. I believe him and I do it. And it works. Receiving God's word is the key. And walking in his strength is key. And the word will become faith, and you'll be able to operate in and live a greater life. Every time you receive more of his word, you can live better. And we'll end with that note, because I'm out of time. Now, I am out of time, but the Lord is not. He can give you greater thoughts than these. Just see him. This is a tool. These broadcasts are a tool to help people win. The Lord anointed me to do this, so every time God anoints people to do something, that's to help you out. That's part of the grace that God has given you. You just got to go get it and then use it. Well, some people want to learn it themselves, and I understand that. Some things you have to learn for yourself. But why waste the tools that God has given? I don't waste good. Sometimes the people that have said the key things that I needed, you know, they were children. They weren't even in ministry yet. They were just Christians that love God. But I'm doing good because I listen. And I love my Father's voice. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.